Psalm 26, if you have your Bible, please. Verse number 8. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house, and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house, and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Now let's go to John's Gospel, please, for a minute or two, chapter 13. We'll just read one verse there. The words of the Lord Jesus, verse 34. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Maybe the next verse. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Chapter 21, please, will be our closing scripture. Verse number 15. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? He said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. And that's all I purpose reading for a few minutes at the start of this session. I would just like to very briefly bring to our attention the thought of loving this afternoon. We won't take time to deal with the context of these simple passages, save to say this, Psalm 26, loving the place. John 13, loving the people of God. John 21, loving the person of our Lord Jesus. We profess today, in 1985, to love these three areas or persons. I would like to suggest that In Psalm 26, it would seem that this particular setting answers to a crisis in the nation of Israel. I would like to apply it this way. As David looks up into an open sky and he thinks of the Lord Jesus, he says, Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. At that particular time, it would seem that there were those in the nation and they were interested in other loves. But he calls upon God in the start of the psalm to just look and search his integrity and his sincerity before him. And he comes to a point in the psalm where he looks up into heaven and he says, Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. We would like to make an application this afternoon. Loving the place. And the place in this dispensation of the grace of God, no doubt answers to the assembly. We have lying here right in this verse. Lord. That brings to our attention the thought of authority. There is a place today, beloved saints of God, in the dispensation of grace, where the authority and supremacy of the Lord Jesus Christ is recognized. The assembly gathered to his precious name. He goes on to say in verse 8 of Psalm 26, I have loved the habitation of thy house. I would like to say that David is very sincere as he breathes this out in God's presence. And I have written over that statement, sincerity. I talked to a dear soul recently, and they verbalized this comment. God knows I love the assembly, the place where his honor dwelleth. We could take that a number of ways, but this particular individual comes Sunday night for the gospel, Wednesday, Thursday, or whatever day it may be, they're never around with the saints. Dear brethren, as God looked down in David's heart, he could see the sincerity in his servant. And some today profess to love the assembly, thank the Lord. But when it comes to the responsibilities of the company, they're never around. I wonder today, would you be in that class? Would I? He goes on further. He talks about the place where thine honor dwelleth. And I have written over that simple statement, majesty. There's something associated with the company of God's people, as we handle today in the Bible class, the dignity and the sincerity and the majesty and the uniqueness and something about the assembly that we cannot put in words. The Lord Jesus Christ is there, loving the place. Dear brethren, as we move on, can we honestly say, as we will leave this conference in the will of God, and think of the other loves in our lives, can we really say, as far as the assembly is concerned, despised by the world, and put down by others, O God, thou knowest. I love the assembly, the place where thine honor dwelleth. Many things could further be said, I forbear. Let us come to this next scripture for a moment or two in John chapter 13. Who lives in the place where his honor dwelleth? The saints of God, the believers of this dispensation, who are corporately gathered unto his precious name. It's there that God commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. And amongst many things that are said in this upper room ministry, we must ever see that in chapter 13 and in other chapters in that section, 5 times at least, it's recorded that ye have loved one to another. Where today in God's universe can this be seen? We believe in the assembly of God's people. I have just dissected it like this for simplicity and brevity. After the basin experience has been witnessed, and the Lord Jesus moving in servant character in the gospel of the deity, he stoops down and he washes the disciples' feet. And as they witness that occasion, and the love and the respect that was behind it, the Lord Jesus on that occasion is heard to say, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Maybe we should remind our hearts today with all the changing difficulties or whatever way you want to say it. There's a command today for the assembly personnel. A new commandment I give unto you, said the Savior, and I have called that an edict. We serve each other in the assembly capacity and move to the glory of God. And many responsibilities in the assembly, they are voluntary. They're spontaneous from our hearts. But here is an edict. That we love one another. Take it in the context of the 11 genuine men that are in this particular environment. Some of the 11 could turn around and say, well, I don't like Thomas, you know. He's always an old doubter. And somebody else could turn around and say, well, there's Peter, you know. He's always in front. And look what he professes to do and say. And maybe later on they could say, there he is. He denied his Lord. How could I love that man? And so the personalities of the 11, with all their different changes and distinctiveness, yet the Lord Jesus loved them. And here's the edict for you and I. Takes grace sometimes, you know, in 1985. A new commandment I give unto you. That you love one another. How? As I have loved you. The outstanding example. As in a few hours the Lord Jesus will be on Calvary. He loved his own which were in the world. He loved them to the uttermost. Your brethren, bring it to the confines of your assembly and mine. If you and I had anything to do with the selection of the company that are there, we likely would never have selected them. We likely never would have been there, any of us. But in the sovereignty and wisdom and grace of God, we are gathered to his lovely name. Could we raise the banner this afternoon on the need of the hour? That we love one another as the Savior did. Please notice it doesn't stop there. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples. Fact. Do they really know in the area where you live and we live, or wherever we come from, that the folk that go to the company that's gathered to the precious name, whatever else you say about them, there's this evidence that they love one another, they're born again, they're going to glory. Basic, simple, loving the place. I believe that that was a crisis in the day when David wrote it. It could be that there's a trend today. Whoever else doesn't love the place, make sure that we are amongst those that are involved in loving the place, the assembly, the place where his honor dwelleth. Brethren, it's our lives. It's our all. It's our everything. How about loving the personnel that move there? Let me quickly finish on a word on chapter 21. Loving the person. I know that there are many folk and they love the assembly so much that sometimes they get away from the person that's in the midst. And all our affections surround the person. And if we love the person, we'll love the people and we'll love the place. But I would like to suggest, my beloved brethren and sisters in Christ today, in this third day of this conference in Vancouver, that on the shores there of the lake, on the resurrection side of Calvary, the Lord Jesus addresses one man, Peter, the son of Jonas. And when the atmosphere and the occasion and everything was right and correct, and when they had dined and were warmly fed, he looks at Peter and he said, Peter, lovest thou me? Loving the person. Really, this is the bottom line. This is the key. It's so basic that we miss it betimes. All activity and everything that's done or said should always be the view, to love him, the person. And those in this audience are intelligent to know that in chapter 21, there's fishing in the background. I would like to just bring the message like this. Lovest thou me more than these? Let's make an application. More than these fish. Material things. Your brother Gooding touched on that today in the Bible reading in 3 John. Material things. Dear brethren, it's very practical, isn't it? And as I speak to you, I speak to me. And if the question came down today from the Savior to you and I, lovest thou me more than these material things, what would we answer? Here's answer. Lord, I love thee. We haven't time to deal with the different words used. Most of you are acquainted with that. I would like to make another application. Number 2. Lovest thou me more than these disciples? Relationships. They were all disciples. Mind you, that's a tremendous test for us all. And when the bottom line is drawn, honestly, many, many times our relationships come first. We profess to love the person, but when it comes down to the crisis, are we prepared to put the Lord Jesus number 1. Let us just give a wee test to all of us today, the speaker included. Now let's suppose it's a Tuesday night or a Wednesday night or a Thursday night or whatever the night may be. And the weekly assembly prayer meeting or reading or ministry or Bible reading's on. And you have a choice to make, a selection to make. And maybe it's an anniversary in the family. Or maybe it's a birthday in the family. Now let's be honest, brethren. What selection would you make? Would I make? Earthly relationships are kind and good and a must. But the Lord says, I'm first, preeminent place. You've got to be honest to your saints and say this, that many folk would prefer the anniversary or the birthday party or whatever. You can make the application. I would suggest that this is the interpretation, number 3 option. The Lord said to Peter, lovest thou me more than these do? Who are they? Well, obviously the fish can't love more than these disciples do. The Lord that knew the end from the beginning remembered what Peter talked about in earlier days in public ministry. And he took a situation and a position that was apparently nearer in affection to the person of Christ than the other disciples. And when he went a fishing and he took others with him, and he's now at the bottom line, and the Savior says, Peter, lovest thou me more than these do? More than fellow servants. It's not my exercise to go down the three different answers, but just to get to a point, Peter seemed to be grieved. Because the Lord asked him three times, "Dear brethren," many, many times the Lord has to talk to us 1, 2, 3 times before we hear. And when he got his attention, he gave him responsibilities. 10, feed the lambs and the sheep. When thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren, another passage. And we believe at this particular point in the history of Peter, he's broken before his Lord. And as the Lord looks at him, straight man to man, Peter looks up and he said, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I dearly, fondly love thee." The Lord said, "Here are your duties." I could develop that, but I leave it. Whatever the Lord has assigned for you, dear fellow believer, brother, sister, are we carrying on in service for him because we love the Lord Jesus? Loving the place. Loving the people who are in the place. Loving the person who is in the center, in the midst of his gathered people. Simple. Basic. Nothing new, but I trust it will get home to our hearts this day. Can we really look up into the eyes of heaven and say, as we think of a crucified, buried, risen, exalted Savior, "Lord Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee, all the follies of earth, I resign." Young Christian, do you believe that you love the Lord Jesus? What about the other things in your life? Older friend, the same, all of us, whatever we profess to do and know, what about our activities in and out of the assembly? Can we really say, "Lord Jesus, if ever I love thee, Lord Jesus, is not." Oh, stir our hearts as the ministry proceeds. Touch us one and all in these days for his honor and his glory.